17th Century King. In a southern town where I was born, that's where I got my education. I worked in the fields and I walked in the woods and I wondered at creation. I recall the sun in a sky of blue and the smell of green things growing, and the seasons changed and I lived each day by the way the wind was blowing. Then I heard of a cultured city life, breathtaking lofty steeples, and the day I called myself a man, I left my land and my people, and I rambled north and I rambled east, and I tested and I tasted, and a girl or two took me round and round, but they always left me wasted. In a world that's all concrete and steel, with nothing green ever growing, where the buildings hide the rising sun and they block the free wind from blowing, where you sleep all day and you wake all night to a world of drink and laughter, I met that girl that I was sure would be the one that I was after. Soft blue gown and a formal tux, beneath that lofty steeple, he said, "Do you, Barbara, take this man? Will you be one of his people?" And she said, "I will," and she said, "I do," and the world looked mighty pretty, and we lived in a fancy downtown flat, 'cause you love the noisy city. But the days grew cold beneath the yellow sky, and I longed for green things growing, and I talked of home and my people there, but she had not agreed to go. Then her hazel eyes turned away from me with a look that wasn't pretty, and she turned into concrete and steel, and she said, "I'll take the city." Now the cars go by on the interstate, and my pack is on my shoulder, but I'm going home where I belong, much wiser now and older.
Fifteen years ago, Chris Christopherson came out of the house the first time. He was a janitor down at CBS. And he was singing songs. He'd been slipping them to me. And a helicopter landed in my yard one day. And June said, "Some fool has landed in a helicopter." And I went out, and it was Chris. And he fell out with a beer in one hand, a tape in the other. And it was his song, "Sunday Morning Coming Down." That's a good way to get a song to me, you know, by the way. But Chris was always telling me about other songwriters. He and Waylon Jennings, over the years, have been really great friends of mine, and he was always singing songs by somebody else. And I said, "Why don't you sing your songs?" And he said, "No, why don't you hear this one?" So he sang me a John Prine song that I really loved back then. It's called Sam Stone.